Paul Otto, freeze notice, weather, are things quieting down after yesterday's severe storms?
Jim, the great news is that after Sunday, we'll only see one more significant system come through our region over the next 15 days. And in the end, that storm track will find its typical summer position to our north and only give northern parts of the state a chance for above normal precipitation. After today, looks like our 10 degrees cooler than normal air will modify to about 5 degrees cooler than normal to finish out the week and start the weekend. And this is all due to the next storm system beginning its approach, therefore switching the winds to more of a westerly or calm state rather than from the northwest. This means that our wake-up temperatures will start trending towards the low 60s instead of the 50s, with pleasant 70s each afternoon that finally do top out in the lower 80s by the start of summer on Saturday. By the time we reach late Saturday night, our fortunes do change to cloudy with stormy times ahead, as only far eastern and southeastern portions of the state along the Indiana border can squeeze in maybe 9 holes of golf in the morning on Sunday before the rain arrives. For the rest of us, Sunday is just a no-go for those outside plans, with severe weather likely to hit the same areas. And the main threat is going to be a flooding potential and also isolated inch and a half hail as well. The mid-range forecast period for the 23rd through the 27th, this entire period is about fair weather cumulus clouds floating through each afternoon from the west-northwest and providing very little in terms of rainfall for us, mainly to only reach normal limits of rainfall on the final 2 days of the period on the 26th and 27th when a system comes across the northern and central plains to find us.
Mr. Paul Otto at Freeze Notice Weather. This is the RFD Radio Network.